Uncle Henrik sighed. Blossom looked back at him, as if to say, almost done. And indeed, the streams of milk lessened and slowed. He tugged at the cow, gently but firmly, pulling down the last of the milk. The bucket was half full, frothy on the top. Finally, he set it aside and washed the cow's udder with a clean, damp cloth. Then he lifted the bucket to his shelf and covered it. He rubbed the cow's neck affectionately. At last, he turned to Anna Marie as he wiped his own hands with the cloth. "How brave are you, little Anna Marie?" he asked suddenly. She was startled and dismayed. It was a question she didn't want to be asked. When she asked it of herself, she didn't like her own answer. "Not very," she confessed, looking at the floor of the barn. Tall Uncle Henrik knelt before her so that his face was level with hers. Behind him, Blossom lowered her head, grasped a mouthful of hay in her mouth, and drew it in with her tongue. The kitten cocked its head, waiting, still hoping for spilled milk. "I think that's not true," Uncle Henrik said. "I think you're like your mama, and like your papa, and like me. Frightened, but determined, and if the time came to be brave, I'm quite sure you would be very, very brave. But," he added, "it's much easier to be brave if you don't know everything. And so your mama doesn't know everything. Neither do I. We know only what we need to know." "Do you understand what I'm saying?" he asked, looking into her eyes. Anna Marie frowned. She wasn't sure. What did bravery mean? She had been very frightened the day, not long ago, though now it seemed far in the past, when the soldier had stopped her on the street and asked questions in his rough voice. And she hadn't known everything then. She hadn't known that the Germans were going to take away the Jews. And so, when the soldier asked, looking at Ellen that day, "What's your friend's name?" she had been able to answer him, even though she was frightened. If she had known everything, it wouldn't have been so easy to be brave. She began to understand, just a little. "Yes," she said to Uncle Henrik. "I think I understand." "You guessed correctly," he told her. "There's no great Aunt Birte, and never has been. Your mama lied to you, and so did I." "We did so," he explained, "to help you to be brave, because we love you. Will you forgive us for that?"